How often do you go on Facebook?
Every day.
All day.
Every like 10 day. Times.
All day.
Every day.
But I'm going on Facebook news.
Every day. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast. Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Woo! AKA the three wimps in wigs. Hey, guys. So, okay, we're back. We're back for another week. We're back. Anywho. Oh, guys, it's been a long week. Feels like two. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, maybe this someone else should.
Oh. 206. And we are here today to quiz each other, although I don't quite understand, because I thought I was going to be quizzing them.
No.
No.
Because I'm neither Gen Z nor millennial. So
you could take both quizzes.
I'm kind of
you
taking both quizzes.
You should take both. Because, and then we'll see which one you are.
Yeah.
We're going to find out today which generation is Amy.
I am definitely a millennial, okay? It's
great. I'm curious if you're going to get these. I'm really, really excited. This millennial quiz that I have is really, really, really good. Just saying. There were some of them are actually too old for me. Only like two. Just like two, okay? But because I am the heart of millennials, okay?
You really are.
I am right in the middle. I'm a true millennial.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
I
feel like I am like holding a rope on the back of a truck of Gen Z that's trying to drive away from me.
And Amy's like has one foot on one and one foot on the other.
Yes. It's interesting because there's some people that are like my
You are
age.
Not a millennial.
I'm thinking a few of my friends that are literally so millennial, but they're literally like a year older than me or a year younger than me. And I'm like, how are you so much of a millennial?
Wait. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just so millennial.
You know what? It's being not chronically online. That's what makes them millennial.
That's 100%. Yes. There's a huge...
Also, only having younger siblings makes them a big millennial.
Okay, that is so true. Actually, when I'm around pretty much all of my millennial friends, I completely alter my speech because they have no idea.
They will not know.
They have no idea what I'm talking about for like any online type of things. I don't say any of it.
That's sad.
Yeah, I feel bad because
they will have not a clue what I'm talking
about. We turned our friend into TikTok. But
she was too millennial.
She used to be like, what's rise and shine?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
She got tired of us being like, what? So then she's like, if you can't beat him, join them.
I wish I could be blissfully unaware.
I do too, actually.
I could, but I'm not.
Do feel as I am gracefully walking away from my teenage years that I'm like, I don't really know like what is going on.
Isn't it a weird feeling?
People. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I have no clue.
It's such a weird feeling. So anyway, we have some really good quizzes for each other and we're going to see what generation Amy is. We're going to see how much I know of the Gen Z stuff and how much Lauren and Amy know of the millennial stuff. So let's start with our highs and lows first. Ladies, what's your high and low? Oh, hello. First, we need to say Kath is on maternity leave.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa's supporting her husband through his cancer treatment. So she is in some episodes, actually. She was saying she wants to be in more episodes, but it really kind of depends on the schedule. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she'll be in one soon.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So highs and lows of the week.
My low is that I did a performance for like a writer's run thing by myself. The performance wasn't bad. It was good.
I cried.
It was just like really emotionally disturbing to me
she
to do it.
She went for a lot.
Yeah, because I was like singing like I did like Never Let Me Fall and Pressure and Skin, all these like sad songs.
So much
and I'm
pressure.
In like this random restaurant where people didn't even know it was happening.
Oh,
half of them.
Oh my god.
So
gosh.
I'm like,
it was like emotionally
Lauren!
A big risk.
They're
and also,
eating is like,
she was singing
so
vocally
much
complex
pressure.
Songs.
Yes, and I was just going for it. I was like, whatever. And it was just really
and
disturbing.
Playing piano, which you don't do live that often anymore.
Yeah. So, it's like, I messed up so bad on the first course of Never Let Me Fall. Die. I literally, like, okay, you know, like, oh, if you play the wrong chord that's, like, in the scheme, oh, then okay. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But you play the chord right next to it instead. Oh. It's like, that's just not it. So I literally, like, I'm like, no, for sure. And then I'm like, So fall to it.
I like the realness.
I had to just recover real quick. I was like, oh, nothing happened.
She did great, though.
It was good. Like, it was good. It was just,
she,
like,
she commanded the room.
It was scary. I was so scared. Even though I wasn't even up there by myself, there's two other people on the stage. And one was my good friend, Rachel, some might say. But it was just like, nerve-wracking stage fright. And then afterwards I was like, I'm never doing that again. That was the worst thing I've ever done. I'm never doing this, but I will. But I was like, that was too disturbing. So yeah, that was
your low.
Even though it was still good, it was just emotionally a lot to, like, work draining. Through my high was for Lent. I've been doing adoration every week, and I just had a good adoration.
Love it.
This week and some time with the Lord.
To, what's it called?
Yes, it is. It was just like a vulnerable moment, and it was good.
Love that.
Yeah. Nuggets.
I feel like my days and nights have been switched in a weird way of, like, what? I've been you going like sleep out all day at night.
Party all
I've
night.
Been doing things at night during the week, we which like is like sleep. Not yeah, super thanks. As much normal. So then in the mornings, for the last few mornings, I've been laying in the dark for hours. And I'm like, I need to start getting out of bed. So I'm like, I've been like switched, I think, because I needed the rest and the introvert time. I'm not an introvert. But like, it's really weird. The low is that I haven't been able to get myself out of bed for the last few days.
Dot, dot, dot.
I've literally just been laying in the dark with the curtains watching NCIS.
Ooh, so like, that's not a good morning. Good.
No,
ooh.
It's not. And one of them was fine because I was like working and stuff, but it's just like...
Yeah, that ain't right.
I got to get up. But it's because I've been busy like every night and was doing stuff the week before. So just like, yeah. I haven't had enough time to do
just
me
be you,
chill.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and if I push it too much, then I will cry and Lauren will be like, oh no, not again. So it's like,
it's all about me.
Can't have that.
If you don't have like time to yourself to like process, this is my problem right now, to process your day the night before, you get in like this vicious cycle, and then yeah. The next day you're completely dead. But when you actually do process it, like, you wake up so refreshed and you're not like waking in the middle of night thinking about things because you actually process.
Well, see,
all
I've
stuff.
Been trying to process with the Hallow Examine every night, which I do. I start it, but I keep falling asleep before I'm processed.
Oh, you have to not do it when you're like laying down then.
Yeah. So I'm like,
wait, why do you do it so late? Just doing so much stuff, you get home and you're like, boom, okay, process, yeah. And then you fall asleep.
Yeah.
You're not really getting like time at night to like be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay. Like, we came home from Lauren's performance and they were literally yelling in the living room. And I was like, screaming. I'm not fit for society right now. I'm going to bed. And I just laid in my room and watched some TV, but I just, yeah. So I've been trying to get some me time in.
Wait. Oh, that, wait.
That's
you
just
didn't
a life
say
update.
Hi, right?
It's not really
I
low
did.
And a high.
No, her.
Oh.
It's not really
I, she
high
looked
or
at me
low.
Like, you talk.
I just felt like that's what I'm doing from high and low today. It's just
okay.
Like a life
that's
update.
Where you've been at.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
It hasn't been all bad. And just
I'll
like,
say similar thing.
Life.
Okay, that's kind of my thing recently. I'm not going to talk too long. I could talk so long about this. Because I really need
we
to have.
To, yeah.
I really. Oh, my good friend is coming over in 2 days. So we're going to go over this in depth. That's all we do is we just go through whatever we're going over in
do you like
very
like,
much depth.
Schedule topics?
Yeah, basically, we're like, we should talk about this. No, yes, we do.
That's funny.
Yes, that. We do. We're two J's. Mm. So we're going to talk about this for sure. But yeah, basically, so I, same thing. It's like I'm out of the habit of journaling.
Uh-oh.
I've hardly been journaling and it's so, yeah, I've not just been right. Doing it here and there. But I need to come up with like, this is what I need to come up with. The ultimate nighttime journaling prompt. That's what I need. I need the perfect one that has like, everything that's needed, that's what I need.
And have then you done the hollow sleeve?
Yes, yes. I'm gonna use.
You can base it off of that.
I'm gonna use that, but there's more that I need. It's missing. I thought of a couple things, of like what do I? Is there anything I feel like? Like, this is customized to me. Is there anything I feel like I need to bring up to Nick, or I need to ask Nick for support on? That needs to go in every single night. Because I can push that down for a while.
In the prayer, what do you need to bring up to Nick?
Yes. Stuff like that. And then, like, what? It doesn't have anything that's like, what triggered me today, does it?
No, it has like, what it's like, stands out to you? What's like.
Yeah, an emotion or whatever.
Because I did it. Yeah, I did that the other day. I forgot what it was, though. But yeah, what triggered me today? That's actually huge for me because I go through every little time I was triggered throughout the day, and it helps so much. So I'm going to make the ultimate nighttime journaling prompt at some point. I just keep not getting the energy to make it is the problem, so.
Well, if you just make a bullet-pointed list in your notes. Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to do it. Every time I'm going to go to make it, I'm like, I can't do
maybe
this.
Maybe it's like the thing where you have someone come over and sit in your room while you clean it.
Well, I think I'm going to make it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's that's, like,
that's my problem is I'm in like a vicious cycle of like not processing. So it's like you don't process, then you don't sleep as well,
and then you don't want to get up and do things,
and then your morning doesn't go as well, which screws up the rest of your day, which then screws up the next day.
Yeah,
so you don't have the time and energy to prep yourself for your next day to make your next day not trash.
Alone time, you really need it.
Yeah, so then with my alone time, when I ever get it, I'm just like,
yeah, and all you can do is watch NCIS.
Exactly. So I gotta stop the negative
stuff.
My old therapist, the one that we mutually had, who was so good, she was saying whenever you have like a negative cycle, you need to map out what the negative cycle is, and then you define what's the weakest point in the cycle, like the easiest one to break, and then you need to insert something positive, like the opposite, into that part of the cycle.
That's
so that's
a great
what
idea.
I'm trying to figure out what's the weakest point here that I could do. So I'm gonna figure that out.
NCIS. Nice. No, I'm kidding.
She's
sorry.
Like, you gotta make an easy change in there. Yeah. You can't just be like, here's the biggest thing, and I'm going to go for that because that's probably not going to happen.
That actually makes so much sense.
So anyway, that's where I'm at. It's not the worst. But
it's not like the best of times. It's not like the worst of times.
It's like you got a plan.
I feel like, yeah, it doesn't feel like
you'll be out of it.
Peril in this moment. Yeah. But also, it's like I'm a great trickster of myself. Yeah, so I'm true. Like, oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. And then suddenly I realize I am not doing fine. Mm. So I'm like, am I? I can't really tell.
I'm really not fun at all.
I can't tell.
Well, you have a plan to figure that out.
Yeah, I feel like I'm feeling positive because I'm like, we are going to make a
plan.
You're
going to make that journaling prompt.
I think because I've gotten, so maybe this is the high, because I've gotten so much sun the last week.
Oh,
I think that changed my.
The weather changing is a high.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that gave me the motivation that I needed. Yeah. So there you go.
Love it.
I am so easily persuaded, thrown. Whatever by the weather. The weather is just like my captain.
I'm affected like, by.
I'm coming.
Your captain? I don't think I actually am as much.
The weather is my captain.
It's just going so long without the sun, like you need the sun.
Yeah.
And I didn't get as much as I should have last summer to like build up my vitamin D stores. Because
you build up a vitamin D store?
Yeah, you like have it to like last you in the winter.
Wait, can you get vitamin D when you're in the shade or no?
I don't know.
Because I spend like 6 hours a day
you should look,
in the
there's,
summer.
There's a bit
I'm in the shade.
There's a bit of a deep dive on vitamin D that's interesting about, no one cares, but it's like supplements aren't really exactly what you think when it comes to vitamin D. So just look into them.
Okay.
It's sad though. But anyway, so that's what I was saying is in the summer I was pregnito. So every time I go in the sun, I would want to die. So
yeah,
I was hardly in the sun. I was like, as soon as I stepped in the sun, I was roasting alive because your body temperature shifts. You realize how much one little degree or half degree really is.
Wait, okay. When is this you're pregnant, a medical you shift. Problem because when I normally take my temperature, because I take it a lot randomly to make sure I'm not having a fever, it's always like 95.
Yes, that can be a problem.
That's low.
Or your thermometer's broken. But
it's
running 95,
new.
96 can be a lot of things. It can be like low certain hormones, plenty of things. But yes, that is not a normal temperature. Mine's always like 97 something or after ovulation, 98.6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See,
98.4.
I don't know.
Before, 97.5, 97.6.
It's just the tea.
Because it shifts after like at least 6 points. Okay, anyway. Who cares about that? So let's go to
quiz time.
The main topic, woo! The millennial Gen Z quizzes. Yee. Oh, but first I have to tell you, if you want to get all the full episodes, since we only post every other full episode on YouTube, and you join our Patreon, patreon.com/Cimarelli, link to the description. And there's so much on there, guys. So many past series we've done called Sister Spill.
There's story time. There's things we don't talk about.
Oh, secret life of
game night.
Secret life of an influencer. Wacky Wednesdays with Lisa.
There's so much to
Monday
watch.
Motivation.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we used to do Monday.
We used to make those.
Did we each used to do that?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe we should bring those back. Those were good.
Oh, mine were actually so good. Now that I think about it, they were actually so good.
No, literally, I remember making.
I watched one of mine back, and I was like, "That was really good."
I bet they were.
It was really good.
Okay. I enjoyed
mine. Were
them.
Probably like, ha ha.
Yeah. Join Patreon. You can also be a part of Lauren's Take. That's where we get the questions. And it really, really helps us and supports us. So if you want to support us, that is a great way to do it. Thank you so much to our patrons. We love you. And there's an exclusive patrons-only live stream. There's a bunch of different tiers. There's a birthday club. You get exclusive merch and a video from us singing to you every year. And there's a higher tier where you get to Zoom with us and the birthday club stuff. So, yeah, check it out. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. So we've all been in therapy for many years.
Many years.
I think I've been in and out of therapy for 18 years.
Wow. It's been 10 for me.
I have no clue.
Cool. And we've all talked about therapy online for years, just encouraging everyone to go. Honestly, before it was cool. I feel like it's accepted now, which is great. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it definitely wasn't before. So we are, we're really big advocates of everyone should go to therapy for various reasons. You know, there's like tough times in life, like different seasons or just like a tune-up. No, it's not. I never need just a tune-up. there are plenty of reasons is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if you are looking for a therapist right now, BetterHelp could be the perfect solution for you. BetterHelp is online therapy. So you get to skip the process of Google therapist, and then you have to like reach out to them and then figure out all this stuff, whatever, then try them out and then like break up with them. Basically, with BetterHelp, you fill out the questionnaire, which we all check out this questionnaire. Fill out the questionnaire, you get on there, and they assign you to someone based on what you filled out. And then if you don't like them, you just switch. Boom. Easy as that. So super great option for therapy, all online, great alternative to just in-person therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Visit BetterHelp.com/Cimarelli to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Cimarelli, 10% off your first month. All right, so we're going to do the quiz. Do you want to do yours first?
How about you?
Okay. I'm more looking forward to doing mine, so I want to save for last. But yeah, we can do mine first.
No, do that one first.
So I have this quiz. Oh my gosh, I just cannot sit.
Yikes.
And it old is age.
Not the old age.
No, this is from childhood. Okay.
Oh, I always hated sitting. I get that.
Okay, so
in church, I'm always fidgeting. Like every minute, I'm changing positions. I'm moving and moving.
This is from BuzzFeed, okay. And this was so good. It's called These 20 Trivia Questions Will Separate the Millennials from the Gen Zers.
Okay.
There's two of them that I didn't even know, so I'm not even going to
do this. Wait,
so
should I just have Lauren can answer first and then I'll answer?
Yes. Yeah, so
okay.
Because, I feel like I know all these.
Because Amy's more likely to know, she's not going to answer first.
Yeah.
Okay, so look at this picture and tell me if you know what that is.
Blockbuster.
Amy?
Blockbuster.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like the movie ticket thing.
Yeah.
So the question is it Hollywood Video, Circuit City, Media Play, or Blockbuster?
I don't know. That's the only one I know.
It's Blockbuster. You got it right.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
Okay, yes, what ma'am. Is this a part of?
Oh.
It's me. First.
Sorry.
What is this a part of?
Can you not see when I hold it over you?
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell.
No.
But I'm trying to look, see if I know what it is. Like, oh, what's this?
Okay, what is it a part of?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my, do you know what it is?
You didn't know when I say it. It's a computer mouse.
Yes.
You didn't know that?
I never used that. I used a mouse with a cord.
Oh.
That is...
No, that is.
They have a little ball in the bottom.
You just never played.
Maybe
that was for like nerds or something. I don't know. I only used like the normal
ones. She used the ones that were a little bit more advanced than
what
that.
What did this dog want?
Oh, duh.
I have no idea.
Amy, what is it?
Taco Bell. It's a Taco Bell Chihuahua. My spirit animal.
Oh my gosh, Lorna is
that
so
is literally
okay,
my spirit animal.
I'll be surprised if Amy knows this one.
Okay, let's see.
What company was this guy the spokesperson for?
No idea.
I immediately knew it.
I've never seen this man. Could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing.
I actually have no clue. It's giving Windows.
Mac, Dell, Windows, or Gateway?
I don't know.
Dell!
Dell?
I don't know what Dell
Why
is.
Do I not know that?
Okay, I don't think you're going to know this one. What is this phone called?
I know.
It's Chocolate Sidekick, Razor, or Droid.
Chocolate.
It's neither of those other ones, so I don't know.
Okay, yes,
I don't know.
Chocolate.
The chocolate. They had it in brown. That they didn't
LG
put the brown
chocolate.
Version of it. Because that's like fake. That's okay. Blue.
I think you know this one just because it's different now with like movies and stuff because like things come back around on TikTok so you can learn it all. Mm-hmm. You should know this. What's this one? What? Like It's Hard?
Oh, that's Legally Blonde.
Yeah, that one's yeah. Easy.
But I mean, I feel like everyone's seen that
I
movie.
I love that movie.
Okay, I'm curious if you know this one. But I feel like you have to know this. What do you store in this?
Oh,
you're guessing.
Like
you're
film,
thinking.
Whatever that is. Yeah, film, like right?
Okay, yes, film.
Camera film.
You had to think about that?
Well, okay. I had to see what it was.
I was like, because I never actually used a camera. You had to do film like that. So I was like having to like recollect.
Okay, what restaurant did this Subway used to be? Okay, wait, don't
I
scroll down.
I have to look in closer, even don't though you down. Eye shamed me when you're the one with worse eyesight.
Yikes!
What? What did this Subway used to be? Don't scroll down.
I said, don't scroll down.
Okay,
you
I
scrolled.
Didn't. No, no, I accidentally did. I don't know.
Wait, let me see.
Pizza Hut.
What do you think?
I can't. Tell actually.
It's very easy to tell.
Is it giving? Well, okay, but I feel like if I saw the names, read the names.
That's why you can't see the names.
Read the names.
Radio Shack, Blockbuster, McDonald's, or Pizza Hut?
Oh, Pizza Hut.
Pizza
Hut. It was a hut yeah, on okay. the roof, so.
Yeah, I was
that,
being
how
tricked.
How is that millennial, though? Pizza Hut still exists.
But the
maybe
buildings
it doesn't
are
look
different
like that
now, Lauren. I feel like a lot
oh,
of
oh, maybe.
Now.
Okay, what is the name of this texting method? 4-4 pause.
Oh,
3-3
yes,
pause.
Yes.
999 equals
yes.
K. What is that called?
T9.
T9.
How do you know that?
Because you were texting on T9.
Yeah,
I remember
you were
that.
So good at it.
Under the Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you
and
were
like,
really good.
I,
you didn't have to look at your phone.
I did use T9 texting at some point in my young
Wait,
life.
Wait, we what? Would play wow. with flip phones
yes.
that didn't have service.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we would just like
yeah,
type
I would
on
just
them.
Take pictures on
Okay,
my...
everyone thinks you don't know this, but you definitely know what this is.
Window door thing.
It?
Yeah, I can
the
see
car
it.
Window crank.
But that's like old.
It
that's
rolls
like
up the window.
That's like really old, land. Right?
Okay, there are two that I actually don't know the answer to, so I'm not doing those. Okay, this one, on what website would you see this?
I had to look closer.
I would say don't look
Wait,
at the options.
Wait, it went away.
Don't look at the options because yeah, it's actually yeah. going to make it narrow it down for you. So don't look at the options.
Okay, what would you see this?
What website is that? Easy.
This looks like a weird spam ad that I would see on
oh
any random
God.
Website. So I don't
what
know.
What website is this?
It's giving MySpace.
It's MySpace.
What is MySpace?
And that just looks
a
like a random ad. Like
because
on,
it
like,
was so old. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Where do you stick this? Whoa. It says, where were you supposed to stick one of these?
I don't know what that is.
Wait.
I have no idea.
You don't know what that is?
No.
I feel like I know what that is.
Oh, wait. Is that like a Game Boy thing?
What is it?
Like, you put the game
Honestly,
in?
Honestly, I'm confused.
This is Nintendo.
Is that Nintendo?
Nintendo
okay.
64 game.
But that
okay,
is
but
not, like, an accurate depiction
no
of what the game
There's no picture on it.
Like.
That's exactly what it
but
looks like.
But there will
like.
Be
but
a
that
picture.
That looks like a tombstone or, like,
that's
the back
exactly
of a...
That's exactly what it looks like.
It looks
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
back of a plane
so
seat.
So that's what
I'm
I meant.
Like,
I meant Nintendo.
It's a video game thing.
Okay.
Yes.
I meant that.
What
we had those.
Did these yellow bracelets say?
Life something.
Were those like the Lance, the Lance Livestrong or something?
Life something.
Lance Armstrong one.
Livestrong, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Life something.
Yeah. You were there. It was rare.
Okay. I think you know this one.
Okay.
What is this game called? Don't scroll.
Oh, duh.
Oh, not Minecraft. Minesweeper.
Minesweeper.
I did play that.
That was fun.
Yeah, I knew you must have known that one.
Yeah.
Because we would play on like older computers and stuff, yeah. Like Minesweeper and stuff.
Okay. Who loves orange soda?
Who oh, loves
from
orange
Nickelodeon.
Soda?
Is it? Okay.
I'm like, your husband?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Nick?
I don't know.
Actually, me as a kid, I was obsessed with orange
it's
soda.
It's giving Kenan or Kel.
Who?
I Which don't, one, wait. Amy?
It's giving Kenan, right?
Kel.
Wait, which one is, wait, I'm confused.
I don't really know them.
Well,
I know
the
who
one
they
that
are.
Is not on SNL right now. That's
Kel.
Kel, yes. Because they're the good burger people, but I honestly have very minimal recollection of that show.
Okay.
Of, like, their show.
I'm going to ask you a couple more, and then we're going to go to yours.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I really don't remember Kenan and Kel, that show. I'm just very...
Do you know what a Tamagotchi is?
Yes, of course!
Not
a Tamagotchi. I actually
well,
don't.
Well, you can say either way.
But it's something about, like, a little pet or something, right?
Yeah.
And what, it's, like...
What does it look... Describe what it looks
what
like.
What does it look like?
It's like a little thing, plastic thing with like a keychain
okay,
or something.
Okay, okay, yes. Okay.
And you have like a pet or something on yes. it, right?
Yes. And it's like a little game
yes.
where you like feed the pet and stuff. That we never so had those weird. Though. I don't know why.
Yeah, okay. I never really got that one.
We never had them.
You know what a razor is?
The phone.
Duh.
Yeah, you
a
know
flip
what it looks
phone.
Like? Okay. Do you know
I
what?
Do.
Wait, she, you should know this.
She had one featured in her music video series.
Doesn't mean she knows what's called.
No,
do you
I
know?
Don't.
You should know this. You know what LimeWire is?
Yes, where you illegally download music.
Did you
and
download?
I've never done that.
When you were like 5?
Yes, I was not 5. I was like oh. 8.
Okay.
It was Owl City.
Why daddy LimeWiring Owl City?
Yeah, I was.
I love it.
Okay, most of these are actually too easy.
Well, you could still give me a whirl.
Like you should know this.
Right.
You know what the yellow pages are.
Oh, yeah. The phone book or whatever.
I saw a TikTok recently of someone who didn't know that.
Is that like
I mean, I could see that you wouldn't know that if you were younger than me.
For like stalker and privacy vibes,
yeah,
is that unsafe or not?
Yes.
It's weird, yeah.
Because everyone's literally listed.
But then so is the stalker.
Yeah. So you can stalk them right
him.
Back.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to see if any more. You know all these.
Wow. See, I know all the answers.
These are too easy. Do you know what WWW means?
Like World Wide Web?
Okay. I think a lot of people don't even know the WWW exists.
https://. Do I know that? Yeah, I do.
She knows.
Do you know what band Gwen Stefani was a part of?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
She's cultured.
I know like music stuff.
Yeah, most
generally.
Of these you know, which is interesting. Last one.
Oh,
do you know
okay.
what a tetherball is?
Is that like there's a pole and it's on a string?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Wait,
okay.
Okay. Finish the title of this movie, Lauren. Stepsister from.
What?
I don't know that.
Stepsister from Planet Weird.
Oh, I didn't know what you were going to say.
I don't know that one. Sorry.
Stepsister from Planet Weird.
Do you know what moon shoes are?
If you saw them, you would know them.
No.
Do you know Silly Putty?
Yeah. Okay. We had that.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
It's like okay. Play-Doh-ish is like
okay, so
the millennial
Lauren,
slime.
Lauren's clearly not a millennial, but Amy
Amy's
is questionable.
Giving.
She's questionable.
I told you I identify as a millennial more.
You're questionable.
I'm very questionable.
Yeah.
Have you ever called someone ignorant?
Yes.
That's a millennial.
Not to their face.
That's a real millennial.
I have never done that.
That's so ignorant.
That
I
is
just saw,
such
I saw
a
my
millennial
Facebook,
phrasing.
No, I saw my Facebook post the other day from back in the day, and I was saying that. That's what millennials' fave thing to insult at
oh.
a certain time.
Ooh, okay, okay. What was
so
your what
ignorant.
Was your screen name?
Click 5 makes me faint.
Mine was the one that you made for me, which is
Quick AC, my favorite band.
Short and sweet. That was the email you made for
my
me.
My first email was Frog Girl 101 with one G. Frog Girl. I didn't even like frogs. I don't know why I did that.
Frog Girl.
Because I thought it was like clever.
I'm going to get to Gen Z.
So I crafted my own quiz.
Oh my God.
Because a lot of them weren't really giving Gen Z. But then I feel like I'm not quite the representative of Gen Z because I'm like older Gen Z. So this is just my own version of a Gen Z quiz. Okay. And it was taken from a lot of quizzes that were like, oh, which one are you? So it's like some of these questions, it's more like however you answer, then that tells me which one you are. Okay. Which I already know what you are, but
we'll just see.
You'll see. Okay. So my first question is, what emoji do you use to show that you're laughing?
Wait, I don't use any.
If you were to use one, like that is so funny, what would you use?
I would never use one.
Really?
Oh, I would go, that.
Okay, the crying?
No, not crying, just going,
oh, okay. That's interesting because millennials.
If I'm forced to, I'll do crying laughing, but okay. I don't love that. It always looks too happy for me.
Okay, because millennial is the crying laughing and Gen Z is the skull or like the tears like pouring.
Yes.
So that's very millennial of you. Really, this quiz is like, how millennial are you and do you know certain Gen Z things?
I would say I naturally.
Yeah, I love the skull. I'll never use it. That's funny.
I love the skull. It's so good.
I can't. I feel weird using it though, but I love it.
I gravitate towards the crying laughing naturally.
Yeah.
No, it feels so off for a millennial.
I used to. I had to. But now it just feels like satire when I use it. So it's like.
The crying laughing?
Yeah. It's like. Like.
Yeah, because it looks so.
Yeah, it's like, let's relax. Okay. How
I like
often.
When other people use it. I feel like it comes across really like nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they're like a millennial, they probably will use it.
Yeah.
How often do you go on Facebook?
Every day.
All day.
Every like 10
day.
Times.
All day.
Every day.
But I'm going on Facebook news.
Every day.
Wait, you both go on every
day. I go on Facebook
every
news
day.
All day. Do every I scroll day. My feed to look at things people I know? No, Facebook but I look news? At Facebook news.
What do you,
all
okay,
day.
What do you do on Facebook?
Oh my.
Who's posting?
Lots of people. A lot of it is my friend's parents.
That's too real.
Or like family, older family members or friends. Plenty of millennials post all the time.
Okay, wow.
And then there's lots of groups on Facebook.
News.
That's the best thing about Facebook is the mom groups. Oh, and then Facebook Marketplace, I go on all the time.
But they're getting rid of Facebook News.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
So that's very millennial.
But that's
and,
how I know everything
you.
That's ever happened.
And they always get me with like certain videos and then I get sucked into the videos. But then it's so weird. Then you get into like their reels and it's so bad.
If you want to have like a confidence boost, post on Facebook a cute little pic, and then all of your mom's friends are going to be commenting.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so you're very millennial. Okay. How much time
I know, it's unfortunate.
Do you spend on TikTok in a day?
A lot.
A lot.
Okay. So you
too
have,
much time.
You're agreed. In both places.
Agreed.
Too, but there are so there's I'm on I'm partially on millennial TikTok.
She's on millennial TikTok.
But I'm also on young Gen Z and part of it might even be alpha, like high school. Like I get some weird TikTok. I'm like, why?
Do you ever see the throwback to high school in 2012 TikToks?
No, yeah.
And then do you get scared?
No, I'm like, oh.
That was a good time. If you it's
weren't
like
even
no, no, there's a bunch of 2008
No,
months.
I've seen people like 26. High school in 2014 and I'm like, that was not that long ago, people.
That's 10 years.
Relax. Yes, but they're
that's
acting like
years.
It was 1980. I'm
but
like,
it was very different.
Okay, I was there and it wasn't that long ago.
Well, I'm like seeing people's like prom transition videos. Like, why am I seeing that? This is like 17 year. Why am I getting that?
Because it's fun. Okay.
I love the prom
next
transition.
Question.
They are cute.
When you hear the name Harry, who comes to mind?
Styles.
Probably only because of you guys, Harry Styles. I'm trying to think of who else I would think of Harry.
Yeah, who are the other
well,
Harrys?
They're saying millennials would think Harry Potter.
Oh!
And Gen
what?
Z would
no,
think Harry
think,
Styles.
I'm not thinking Harry Potter because Harry Potter isn't really relevant at this moment. Back several years, Harry Potter.
You probably
Potter.
Would think
I went
that,
to
right?
every single premiere right away. I got every book the day it came out.
No,
read
but
it,
you don't think
the
of just Harry as Harry Potter.
But if you say Harry, I'm not thinking of Harry Potter. I don't think about Harry Potter anymore, unfortunately.
Ariel thinks of Prince Harry. Well, former Prince Harry.
Okay, yeah. Some might think
he abdicated his title.
That was a question from one of those quizzes.
I would have thought of Harry Potter, but not right now.
I would not have.
Okay.
Sorry.
What does the... Wait, is an acronym when it's for multiple words? Okay. What does the acronym ATP mean?
Wait, what?
No idea.
How?
ATP?
Yeah.
I never heard it before.
I think I did see it today.
I was like, what the heck is this?
It means at this point.
Who said that?
I totally said it. And I was like, what is
that? Oh my gosh, if people stop saying BFF and they say BSF.
Oh, that's weird.
That is terrorism on the whole front.
Like best friend, BSF.
Yeah, BSF.
And then boyfriend's like BF.
Yeah, that's still the same. Some things don't change.
Why do they not do BF?
BSF.
Because it's like BSF, not forever.
Like, it's not forever. They're like, friends come and go, B.
Because it's not forever. It's just
so
best
don't
friend.
Add the F. It's not forever.
I could see it, though. It's like too cringe to say BFF for like a young person. Like, yeah, not forever.
BFF forever.
They got commitment issues, guys.
Okay. What does the acronym TFW mean?
Lauren, what?
Guys,
can
you've
use
seen
it in
this.
A sentence?
Okay, like TFW, you go to the store and then they don't have what you wanted.
That feeling one?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't
I just guessed that.
Word.
I have no idea.
I have never seen that one either.
People use it a lot on like TikTok. You probably just block it
I'm
out.
I'm good at guessing acronyms.
I think
so
I didn't block it out.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I did not know
but
that.
But ATP, I did not know that. But maybe if
you
use
know
it
what
in a sentence.
SM means.
Yes.
In what sentence? Would I ever
just
use
if
that?
You no. ever saw it in a text, someone just saying blah 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 SM.
Depends on how they said it. I would guess. I would have
so
to guess.
So you can't think
I
off the top
to
of your
what
mind.
I
it's
use
so
it
much.
All the time.
Okay, actually yes.
Like, so much I use
ISM
all the time. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you know what SMT means?
Something.
I mean, you're not supposed to guess first.
Sorry.
But never yes, yeah. I do SMTH.
I do SMTH.
But people do SMT.
I think millennials used to do SMTH, actually.
Yeah, so maybe that's my millennial.
W/?
Showing. Okay.
So old.
Okay. Do you use Snapchat?
No.
Absolutely not. Except for, it would be for band purposes, but I haven't in a while.
Yeah. I miss Snapchat.
I don't use it
does
either.
One of my friends have Snapchat? No.
Good.
Does
I
anyone
miss
I
it.
Speak to have Snapchat?
I feel
my
like
brothers.
They would deserve jail time. No offense if your friends have Snapchat.
It's so weird. My little brother told me that what he told me this a couple years ago, so I assume this is still the same. He said that literally what kids do, teenagers, is they just like find random. Snapchat just like recommends you all these people. They're like, try this person, this
no.
person. They just add all these
stranger
people.
Stranger danger.
I think it tells you they're like mutuals.
Yeah.
So then they just add random people and they start snapping at people like, hey.
Oh, scary.
Who are you? What school do you
this
go to?
Like
blah, blah.
Omegle.
And that's
no.
what they do. That's what teens
that
do.
Is called stranger danger.
Have you
danger.
Ever so used scary. Omegle?
No.
No.
Actually,
absolutely
don't
you know
not.
What it is?
No.
Yes,
okay.
I know what it is.
I think that's more Gen Z people
I don't
did
know
that
what
as
that
a teen.
Is.
It's a weird website
really
where you
creepy.
Go and you can just talk to a random person.
Oh, wait. I've seen videos
you
of this.
You chat with weird
I
randos.
Would, that is not something
it's
I would
dangerous.
That is not safe.
I have no desire to talk to random
that is
people.
Really not
that's
safe,
good.
Kids.
Okay. Who do you think of if you think of, like, a teen boy band?
A teen boy band?
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Okay, if I'm like, oh, a teen boy band, who do you think of?
Oh, so you're like, oh, there's this new boy band. They're like...
I feel like we didn't have any.
When you were a teen.
Guys, you...
We didn't okay. have any when I was a teen.
Because it was like emo.
No,
when
not
I was a
when
kid.
You were a teen. Teen, like...
Oh, I would think of One Direction.
Me okay. too, actually.
Okay, because I think that this generation, they would think of Why Don't We? That's like the teen boy band. But
no,
you guys
it's
probably
not.
Don't even know who that is.
No, it's not.
Yep, it is.
They're that big?
Yeah. That's the teen boy band of this time, guys.
What?
But really, I would think of Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Hello.
Yeah, yeah, I would think of One Direction.
Or Dream Street.
Or Five Sauce. But were that's older Gen Z.
No, I knew who 98 Degrees was, but I didn't like them because they were boring.
Yikes.
Okay.
Because they had like slower songs. I didn't like that.
First off, I guess it's a two-part question because I need the first question. Do you know who the Walmart yodeling boy is?
Yes.
Wait, do I? Okay, what's his name?
You go. Oh. Mason Ramsey.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I saw a recent thing because he has a new single.
And yeah. It sounds really good.
So, yeah, I kind of know who that is, but not really.
Okay.
He went viral for yodeling in Walmart. It was a big deal.
Okay. Who is 21 Savage?
Oh, a rapper?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Can you think of what he looks like?
If I saw him, if I heard him, not one clue.
He could be walking around down the street.
He's like the rapper of this time.
What?
What's his song?
He could be walking
around
the street.
I don't know, but
he has a
cross tattooed on his forehead. That's how I remember him.
Oh my gosh.
But he's on like every feature.
Every current rapper, I have not a clue.
I don't know him. He could walk to be not.
We had really good rappers in millennial time, I would say.
Okay. I'm going to ask a few obvious ones. Okay. Do you prefer a middle part or a side part?
Okay. Mm. I always had a side part, but then in LA, this stylist told me I needed a middle part. Then I started doing a middle part. That's the only reason. But I'm a side part at heart. I feel like I'm going to go back to side soon. I'm like slightly the side of the middle.
Pushed myself to do the middle and I like it. But I haven't done a side part in like 2-3 years.
If you watch our videos.
I go back and forth.
I had like a side part for a long time and then at a certain point you'll see.
I do it like once a year.
I'm trying to tell a thing. If you watch our videos, you'll see it's like side. And then it switches to middle and it never goes back to side pretty much. That was just because that one lady.
Oh, you had like bangs.
Who came to our house. She was like, oh yeah, I went really far to the side. It was kind of getting more emo, but I am not emo. Cats
love the emo. Okay. I have cut my own bangs.
Do you prefer skinny jeans or loose jeans?
Looser, even though I'm wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah, you were literally wearing skinny jeans. So.
No, actually, no. Listen, I remember when skinny jeans came out.
You didn't even say anything.
I remember none of those. What's it called?
Boot cut.
Boot cut?
Flares. Flare boot cut.
Flares. That's what I want. So I was so mad when skinny jeans came out. I remember I was a teenager and I was so mad because I just think they're not, because I have no ankles, okay? So when it like comes in on my tiny ankles, it's just not right for me.
Is that why they don't look good on me that much?
Maybe. I don't know. I hate it. I hated them then. Whatever I adapted.
I think we need the volume.
I hate when men wear them. Doesn't affect me now. But at that time in my life, I was like, wow, you're ruining all men. Thanks.
Because that was the days of the really, really skinny man jean.
The Jonas Brothers are wearing them.
Yes.
Why would they do this to us?
I don't know.
So anyway, okay. I'm a skinny jeans hater. I like flares.
Okay. So that's what I want. That's the third option.
That is a millennial though.
That is a real millennial.
I'm a real millennial.
Okay. High waist or mid or low waist?
High waist.
Why did I think about that? High waist.
Yeah, that's millennial. Low. Sorry, guys.
I grew up with the low.
We did have the low waist.
Yeah, well, it was all low waisted. And then as soon as we discovered high waisted, we were like,
we're never going back.
We're never going back.
It is but, more
and then
flattering,
we all had kids
generally.
And we said, we're really never going back.
Okay, but also circling back to the pants, when skinny jeans came out, they were weird.
I love skinny
they
jeans.
They were not like that popular.
And they were colored skinny jeans.
They were, oh my gosh.
Yes, they were.
I never had those.
Everyone switched
At
to them.
At first, they were the emos, and then they took over. But at first, okay. They were not like the defining.
I am a hater of those. That's except okay, for guys. Like my black skinny jeans, I think are
Oh,
really
black
cute.
Skinny jeans are an
With
exception.
With a rip on the knee, yep. That was my it.
That is
look
an it girl
In
look.
Like 2016.
Those are cute, I will say.
Okay, what is drip?
Oh.
Lauren.
I've seen this on the internet.
You don't know what this is? I thought you'd
like,
know this.
Joey says all the time, isn't this like your outfit or something?
Yes.
Yeah, like style.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
Joey
my drip.
For sure says that. Otherwise, would I have a clue? No.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
Okay. I don't know. I thought she would know that. Okay, what does camp mean?
Camp? I don't quite get it.
Wait.
I think I've seen it a few times. I don't get it.
Like the fashion term that they used at...
No, not for that, though.
It's like... It is that, but it's like broadened the meaning.
On.
Isn't that like cringy and ironic?
But like, it works. Like, it's camp. Oh, like, gosh, it was so weird that it was like.
That's like weird or cringy, camp. But it's like.
I think it's because Gen Z people can't admit that like something cringe that is something they like. So they're like, oh, it's camp. Because it's weird, but I actually like it. So,
okay.
I get it.
Okay, this will be my last question. When I say the name JoJo, who do you think of?
JoJo.
Obviously JoJo. Joanna Levesque.
Get up.
Because now. A lot of people would think of JoJo Siwa.
No.
And not JoJo. Joanna. They don't know who she is. I'm sorry.
Our queen. Our aquamarine.
Queen.
R&B 13-year-old belting it out on the scene.
Queen. I think of her too, but there's a new one.
JoJo.
Sorry.
Or there's Casey and JoJo.
Who's that?
Who is that?
Okay.
That's a real millennial right there. I don't know who that is.
Anyway, moving on. So that's that. Let's get five pops.
Woo!
Okay, so I was desperate. I was trying to come with five pops this morning because I had to send it to get from Kath and Lisa.
Oh, we didn't think of that.
So this is what I searched. I searched icebreaker questions for adults.
Oh, no.
That's literally what I searched because there was all these articles called that. So I was like, sure, let's look at that. They're pretty bad. But then I found one and I was like, let's do this one. And it was... If you could get rid of,
eliminate
one thing in your daily routine, what would you get rid of?
Why would I get rid of anything that's in my routine?
Why? I can get rid of anything.
Is there one thing that you hate
doing?
I'm
not forced.
No, something like brushing your teeth. Yes, you are forced.
I'm actually not. I have free will and choice.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so for instance, if that wasn't a thing that for some reason was necessary, if you could make it,
well, not I'm just saying the wording. I'm like, okay.
If you
okay,
could make
it,
something like not necessary,
not
so
necessary,
you don't have to do
okay.
it. Like it's not necessary because that is necessary.
Okay? Then 100% it would be that I hate brushing my teeth.
Oh, I would say washing my face
because you know why, and this is sad but true story. is because once I started having a lot of anxiety, I would throw up from brushing my teeth a lot. So
trauma.
When I'm pregnant,
not quite giving.
Every time I go to
so
brush
every
my teeth,
time I brush my teeth, I'm like, am I gonna throw up this time or gag?
I actually
so I don't
yes.
love it.
When I'm pregnant, it's horrible.
I like brushing my teeth. I like flossing. I like all that, but I don't like washing my face. It's so boring. I get water literally everywhere and I'm like soaked and I'm like, I don't know how I'm so violent with it, but I do.
I'm trying to think of what are all the things in your daily routine.
Yeah, what is, there's
like
not
the
that many
it's making like, food is the bane of my existence.
Actually, I agree. I don't really love
just because
food.
I have, yeah. because I have kids now.
Yeah,
it's like I have no time to make food. I wish I would never have to make food again. I don't think I really hate anything. Washing my face before bed if I'm wearing makeup. That's why I hate wearing makeup. I hate, like, when I'm on a day that we only film 2 days a week. So every other day, if I think about putting makeup, I'm like, then you have to wash your face. And I'm like, nope.
Don't you wash it anyway, though, at night? Oh. In the morning?
No.
Oh.
When I'm sick and I go, like, 2 weeks without wearing any makeup, my skin's glowing.
Okay.
So I just try to not touch it.
Huh.
That's what I do. Okay, let's hear what Kath and Lisa had to say.
This question, eliminating something from your daily routine, that's really hard. I actually don't mind. Like, I was thinking through my entire daily routine. I was like, I can't really think of almost anything that I would want to permanently eliminate. The only thing that comes to mind is certain seasons of life, like when you have a new baby or like toddlers and everything's just kind of crazy. Oh. It would be nice to eliminate like having to cook dinner.
That's what I'm saying.
But I wouldn't want to permanently eliminate that because there's a lot of nights I really enjoy cooking.
Mm.
It's just some nights when there's like a crazy day, I wish I didn't have to cook dinner. Or cleaning the house. Sometimes I wish my house could just magically be clean, especially having two toddlers who are like little tornadoes. If I could just eliminate cleaning or cooking at certain times, but there's other times where I don't mind either of them. So I don't know. It's really hard because I can't think permanently on that.
Wait, that just made me think of what it is. It's hand washing dishes.
Yes, because that is horrific.
It's a sensory nightmare for me. It's torture.
Maybe hate get gloves. Washing.
Okay, Lisa.
Oh,
gloves, I think, would work for you.
Oh, it's such a nightmare.
All right.
If I could eliminate one thing from my daily routine, it would probably be cleaning. Like, I would have the house just magically always clean.
Yes.
That isn't even part of my daily routine, honestly. I don't clean every day. But yeah. I just wish that I didn't even have to. To be so magical.
Yeah.
To be so magical. That was funny. Okay, let's go to the sister spotlight where each sister gets a spotlight in her. No, that's not it. One sister gets a spotlight in her each week.
Mm. Or is it? Yeah.
So the options are get real with Christina, sappy your sassy thoughts with Kath, Lisa's mm-hmm. corner, Amy's rants and raves, Lauren's take. And the sister is.
Bing! It's you!
You know what?
It's you.
Could we do Elisa's. Gonna say, it's you.
We also, I feel like we could do a Lisa story time. Yeah.
I wonder if Lisa or Kath could even like film a little video, like a 5-minute video.
That'd be fun.
And do one of them. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So today, my topic is what we all need to make more plans.
Mm.
Okay.
I love it.
Basically, anything in life, you just need to make a plan for. Because I think as kids, or maybe it's just me, I don't know, you love to make plans for everything, right? And you love to make lists for everything, right? No? Yes?
Some, perhaps. Okay.
Perhaps some.
Okay, people make like summer bucket lists as kids, right? They make plans for things they want to do. Okay, some people do.
I did, yeah.
Okay,
I love making
like
plans.
To make
I love
more
a
plans,
plan.
Right? And then at least me, okay, who loved making plans, just stopped making as many as I got older. And then recently I'm like, no, we got to make plans. I think basically anything happening in your life, if you make a plan, it will be better. As long as you don't do this horrible trap, which is, where you make a plan and then you are like doing all this crazy thinking, like all or nothing thinking, or all these different things where you're like, I made a plan and I didn't do it perfect. And then you like use the plan to like smack yourself with. Don't do that.
Mm.
It has to be a good plan though. It's not a good plan if you're not doing any of it. That's a bad plan. So restart.
Again.
If you make a plan and it's not working, that's probably because you're too ambitious with it. And also, you probably plan for it like the wrong days of the week and the wrong times of the day. That's something I realized. It's like if you plan for like grocery shopping every Monday night and then you realize, oh my gosh, every Monday night, I'm so mentally exhausted. And you might be like, why am I so lazy? But it could be like, no, you just need to have it on Friday morning. So that's a big major key, I will say, is time and place.
Time and place.
Time of the week. Time of day.
Time
That's
of the month.
Really important. Time of the no time of the month.
True.
Time of the month. 100%. I do my best journaling during my period and right after because it's a very reflective.
That's interesting.
Time, I will say. You know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never noticed that.
I didn't know that.
But that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a really reflective time. Okay, so anyway, we all need to make plans, more plans. And when we have any problem, we need to make a plan.
Yes.
I love it.
That's okay, what I'm telling you. Because that's what
Amen.
I'm doing right now.
Hallelujah.
I'm like, oh, I have this problem, this problem, this problem. And then I'm like, every day I just keep saying, I have this problem, this problem, this problem. And then at some point I was like, you know what? It's time to make a plan because the problems they're not going away.
No.
So let's make a plan. It's like if you're somewhere, like you're in a certain place, like literally physically in a certain place. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, oh, I'm in the jungle. And then every day you're like, I'm in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
At some point you go, you know what? I need to actually get out of the jungle. So why don't I make a plan to get out of the jungle?
Mm-hmm.
And then you actually figure out where you're going to go, how you're going to get there, how long-ish, what you need to bring with you, what are the details.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, it's not going to change. You're just going to be stuck in the jungle the whole time. That's what, especially as you get older, like when you're a kid, like life kind of like shuttles you around, you know? It's like, oh, you're doing this thing and now you're learning this thing,
mm-hmm.
and now you're here and now you're there and now you have to go to sleep and now you have to this. So you kind of think that life will just, you know, take you different places. But then as you get older, it's like, no, you can actually just kind of stay in the same hole, basically. The same ditch on the side of the road for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to force you to get out of there.
It's just you.
Exactly. So I'm saying, if that's you, which that's me right now, then it's like, okay, time for a plan. I want to get out of the jungle. Amen. I need to make a plan. So let's... 2024.
Let's make some plans.
Let's all make some more plans. And let's make good plans. And if the plan is not working, it's not because you're lazy. It's because you just need to make a new plan and possibly adjust all the details and the time of day and the day of the week and maybe the time of the month.
Amen.
And maybe expectations.
And yes. Your expectations. Like, yeah. Maybe it's just way too ambitious. That's pretty much normal.
Yeah.
Being way too ambitious. So let's all make more plans. The end.
Love
all right,
it.
Guys. If you want to get all of our full episodes, you got to join our Patreon, linked in the description, patreon.com/Simorelli. You'll get all our full episodes. You'll support us, and you'll get all the cool things that come with whatever tier you sign up for. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Simorelli podcast. Follow Simorelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Simorelli on Facebook and Instagram.